Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Welcome to another episode of the Self-Build Plus podcast, where we chat with self-builders, suppliers, and experts about all things home building and renovating in Ireland on both sides of the border. I'm Astrid Mattsson, your host and the editor of Self-Build magazine.
So we have Doreen Higgins of Fernhill Stone Limited. Thanks for joining us.
No problem.
So you guys supply basically stone cladding materials, is it?
Correct.
Yes. So what are they? Like, what are they for? It's just for an aesthetic finish on a house? What do people want?
Basically,
out of them?
Yes. It can be used internally and externally. So we'll say from somebody who is, number one, looking to build from new, the benefits of going with stone cladding as opposed to building stone. When you're building from new, you don't need to put in your extra wide foundations. You don't need to have wall ties, don't need deep sills and lintels, and you don't need to extend the overhang in your roof. So there's a lot of savings straight away going on there. You're only dealing with approximately, we have stone thickness wise from about 10 millimetres up to 40, 45 millimetres. So you're dealing with a very thin stone. Our range, we have about 50 different types of stone and brick. So if you see something on our website that you really like, you know you're going to get exactly that.
Whereas, are they manufactured or are they...
We have both. We have manufactured and we have natural stone cladding. So either or. On our manufactured range, our products carry between a 30 and 50 year manufacturer's guarantee.
Right. Okay.
So we'll say somebody who is building from new and again trying to make the decision with regards to how they're going to do their stone. If they get a traditional stonemason and traditional building stone, it very much depends on what stone comes in that bag and the mason that's putting it up as to how the finished product will look. Whereas with us, that's all predetermined. People can fit this stone themselves because it's very along the lines of tiling, so you don't necessarily need a stonemason, and or we can recommend fitters to you within your area. Mm-hmm. We work nationwide.
So they come in sheets then?
No, the stones come in individual pieces. So you're not getting a repetitive pattern as you would do with the likes of sheets of stone or brick. Again, it would be individual pieces of brick or individual pieces of stone. So it's up to the person putting it up then. You need somebody that really kind of has an eye for design and is a good, tidy, neat tradesperson. But as I said, doesn't necessarily need to be a stonemason. More along the lines of tiling than stone masonry.
Mm-hmm. And so it's fixed with some sort of cement?
Yes.
Yeah.
We use a cladding mortar, which is a Kilsarran product, and it comes in 25 kg bags. And all you need to do is add water to it, mix it up, butter it onto the back of your stone, and straight onto your block. Now, we can go on to a variety of surfaces. Obviously, blockwork, scratch coat. Mm-hmm. We're also going on to external insulation or the new ICF system of building houses. We can go directly on to that. Internally, you can go on to plasterboard, cement board, hard wall, because you have no foundations needed. So it is basically just being stuck on. So it's a very...
With that same product.
Yes.
With that, yeah. Correct. And what do you put in between each stone? So there's a grout of some...
Yes. If it's a stone, again, there are several different styles of stone. There's stone that you will do dry stack, which means the stones are sitting very tightly down on top of one another. So that's what we would call dry stack. So there would be no mortar joint shown in that instance. But if it's a pointed stone you're going for, you will have a mortar joint. And that mortar joint will be filled after you fit the stone. You leave the joints open as you're fitting going along. So leave all your mortar joints open and then come back using the same mortar mix that you have fitted the stone with. Mm-hmm. And what we call a pointing gun, which is like it's like a big mastic gun. And it's refillable. So you use the same mortar, pump in the mortar between the joints, overfilling the joint a little bit. Let it go off until it's touch dry. And then get the likes of a round ended stick and rake back your pointed joint. And it just crumbles down. And it leaves a nice, clean, tidy mortar joint. So there's no mortar being slobbered onto the front of your stone or anything like that. It's a nice, leaves a nice, clean joint.
And in terms of maintenance, so is it all like, it has all the texture of stone,
yes,
basically. So
absolutely.
There'd be a bit of, is there any maintenance to do on it?
Not really, no. Maybe somebody who would be using stonework externally in maybe some of the more coastal areas where you're getting a lot of seawater and that, I would recommend them to seal the stone in that kind of situation. Majority of the work we've done for the last 20 years has not been sealed, but you can use a stone sealer on it, and again it's unique to maybe every situation. With regards to maintenance, depends on again how is your stone going to be in, we'll say, on the side of a very busy road where you're going to have a lot of water and dirt splattering up on it. In that situation, again, I probably would recommend you to seal the stone. From mm-hmm. when the job
can
is
you power
done.
Wash it then?
And yes,
yeah.
Power wash it, no problem.
And then internally, would you just hoover them and?
If need be, yeah. If need be,
just yeah. So and would you be able to wash
brush
them
it down?
Down?
Yes,
brush it
if
down.
If you need, we'll say over maybe on a fireplace, an open fire. After years of fires, you may get a little soot over the opening of the fire. If you need to wash the stone, I would say use something like sugar soap, which is a non-acidic cleaner, but a very effective cleaner.
Okay, and in terms of cost, then obviously you said the cost savings as compared to stone masonry is a huge one.
Yes.
And roughly per square metre, what kind of budget do people
The majority have to... of our stone will be running between 45 and 55 per square metre.
Mm-hmm.
We have some end-of-line stone down at 30 euros a square metre. We have some brick at 30 euros a square metre. We have stone at 75. But what I would say, if you're doing a costing, you're looking at about 45 to 55 for your stone. Your bags of mortar then are costing 11.50 each. And finally, a recommended fitter should be charging anywhere between 35 and 45 per square metre.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're putting it all together with mortar, stone and labour and have a ballpark figure, you'll be looking 90 to 100 per square metre.
Yeah.
For fitted.
For a fitted finished product.
Yeah.
And so in terms of, you said DIY is okay then, as long as you have a bit of an eye for...
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
Just go 100%. For it. Yeah.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
I've had accountants fit this stone and done amazing jobs. I've had some people that have called themselves stonemasons and made hames of it. So it really is. It just, you have an eye for what looks right and just follow our guidelines. I mean, all of our reps would go through fitting with you and just give you the key points.
And there's no need to choose this in advance. Like, there's not much, I suppose, in terms of planning. Would it be something that you need to look at?
Well, there's different, you're using this in different scenarios. We'll say a couple that are a person that is building from new. At planning stage, your architect has specified that you to use stone. What I would be recommending to you would be decide whether you're going cladding stone or building stone before you break ground. Because if you are going, if you've made the decision that you're going cladding stone, you're not going to be putting in the extra foundations that's required for building stone. So again, this is where the cost saving starts. The earlier you have your decision made with regards to building or cladding stone, the better. With regards to when you're putting the stone on, it nearly is one of the last things to go on the house. So your fascia and soffit is up, your windows are in, and your plasterer will have done, if you're a couple of different ways of doing around windows. One would be you put on a plaster reveal around the window and then you run your stone up to that. So your plasterer would put the reveal on and then we would come on and put on the stone. So it's nearly one of the last things to go on to a new build. With regards to retrofitting existing houses, again, you are determined by a few things on an existing house. That is the amount of space that you have, we'll say, in your windowsills. Because we do a variety of thicknesses. So we have stone from about 10 millimetres up to the 30-40. Now, you may not have the room on your existing windowsills outside to take a 40-45 millimetre stone, but you may with the 10. So that kind of can determine the stone that goes on the outside of your house. Generally, there's no problem with the overhang in a roof on a house that hasn't been planned for stone, but your windowsills would
be the determinant.
Yeah.
And how does the wall have to be prepared for a retrofit?
Yes. If your house is plastered and painted, as most of them would be, we would be recommending that you try and remove as much of the outer coat of plaster as possible. Going on to paint is a no-no. That will not stay. It'll stay for a while, but that there's no sticking, there's no grip going on to paint. So we would, again, I suppose nearly every retrofit job can be slightly different, but if you're going on to paint and plaster, try and remove as much of the outer coat of plaster as possible, or cross hatch it. So you would get the likes of your angle grinder with a diamond tip blade and cross hatch it diagonally back
cutting. Yeah.
So basically you're giving a grip or a key for the stone and mortar to stick to.
So a grid, you're making a grid with the
grinder. Like X's and O's sort of. Mm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that is, if you go diagonally as opposed to going to horizontally and vertically, just the diagonal joint gives it a better slip grip, because initially when you put the stone on, obviously it wants to go downwards. So if you have it diagonally, it holds it on better.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Internally, we do an awful lot of internal work.
Yeah.
So the likes of fireplaces, internal walls. The beauty of our products are that you're not taking up a whole load of space in your room. So if you want a stone fireplace or stone wall in your room, you're not looking at losing 6 to 8 inches of your room, your floor space. You are looking at anywhere between 10 millimetres and 45 millimetres. But yet you can go up, touch, feel the stone, and it looks and feels like your 6 to 8 inch building stone. And again, internally, there's so many different styles and colours that we have. Like, pretty much whatever you're looking for, stone-wise or brick-wise, we tend to have it.
Yeah, and in terms of bathrooms and rooms that have a bit of humidity, is it okay to put in them? Or?
Yes, we have done plenty of bathrooms. Now, what I would say to you would be, I've had people put this in a shower, as in a wall of stone
in the shower. Yeah.
Each to their own. I don't think I would have it, because I'd be worried about the cleanliness of it, you know.
Yeah, but it's textured. Yeah.
Yeah. So, but using it in a bathroom, there's no problem. I would seal it, because you are going to have steam constantly. The stone itself is not waterproof. It is porous, the same as any other stone or brick. So I would put a waterproof sealer on it if you were using it in the likes of a bathroom. Or I've had plenty of people will say use it at the back of their kitchen countertops as a backsplash. And again, if you were using it over the cooker or something like that, I would say seal it. Because you need to be able to wash it down.
Mm.
And you don't want, we say, in a kitchen situation, the likes of grease going into the stone constantly.
Mm.
So put a waterproofer on, and that deals with that.
And for the floor, probably not recommended. It wouldn't be very
We don't actually do anything underfoot. We don't do pavers or floor tiles or anything like that. Everything we do is just, it's for the walls vertically. Although I've done some ceilings.
Ceilings, interesting. Okay.
I actually have my own ceiling in my own house. I have done a brick ceiling. An arched brick ceiling. And we have done a lot of wine cellars. I have done wine cellars where they have done the ceilings as well as the walls and pillars and all of that. So, yeah.
And it's the same system for the adhesive is the same and everything. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. So, usually you can put this on the back of your kitchen door if you want it.
Mm.
You know, it's just the limitations are just up to your imagination.
Yeah. Brilliant. Thanks very much.
All right. No problem.
That's it for this Self Build Plus podcast episode. Tune in next time for more tips and advice from experts and self builders alike. And make sure to explore everything Self Build Plus has to offer. The Self Build Plus journey guides you through the process of building and home improving. The Self Build Plus forum allows you to share and learn from other self builders. While the Self Build Plus videos and our Self Build Plus virtual events are packed with information and advice. With self-build, stop dreaming, start building.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. shopify.com/work.
Hey, marketers, advertisers, and business owners. Find yourself chatting up the same audience in the same places, using the same old lines? Maybe it's time to podcast the net further to catch your next customer. With Acast, there's plenty of fish in the sea with more than 100,000 podcasts and millions of listeners. So there's a perfect match for every business. Use our ad platform to cast your net, then narrow down using targeting such as demographic, show categories, audience segments, and more. Find your match, then reel them in. Advertise on more than 100,000 podcasts with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.